Welcome to KCIABC Today, the podcast of the Kansas City chapter of the International Association of Business Communicators. I'm your host, Roy Harriman.
Our guest today is Perry Pacchetti, President and CEO of III Corporation, which is a technology consultancy based in Overland Park. And Perry is the speaker at our upcoming breakfast on Thursday, November 15th at 7:30 a.m. at the Kansas City Cafe downtown, where the topic is understanding mobile communications. Perry, thanks for making time to be with us today.
Glad to be with you.
So in addition to leading III, I think it's certainly worth noting that Perry is a former U.S. Marine Corps attack helicopter pilot, and I'd venture to say, Perry, that you're probably our first speaker with that designation. So we're happy to have you.
Well, glad to be here, and it's always good to provide something a little more interesting.
That's right. And he is also a former board chair of the Software and Information Technology Association of Kansas, and he has many other accreditations and accomplishments that we don't have time to list here, and you can learn more about him on his LinkedIn page. Perry, let's go ahead and take a reverse tack as we explore what you're going to talk about on November 15th. You're talking about understanding mobile communications. And I'm curious, what are a couple of things that you are finding that corporations in general and business communicators in specific do not understand about mobile communications or are slow to understand?
Well, I think what's interesting is, first of all, probably one of the things that everybody focuses on right out of the box is the technology itself. And do they want a mobile app? Do they want a mobile web application or whatever the newest, latest, and greatest type of technology is? They seem to really want to gravitate toward talking technology before they really define probably what I consider the most important things, which is, who are you? What are you about? What do you stand for? What's the message that you're trying to convey to the market, whether it be customers, employees, partners, etc.? And that should be really very crystal clear. And then there's probably some areas to focus on specific to that. But first and foremost, I think before they jump on the technology piece of it, which is important because it's an enabling feature of getting their message out, first and foremost, they really need to understand who they are, what they're about, and what they're trying to share with their listeners.
So it sounds like with mobile communication that companies can be guilty of the same thing that they are doing with social media, whereas we just charge in and say, hey, I need a Facebook page with a million followers, where in terms of mobile communication, somebody would say, hey, we need an app. The team goes to work in a frenzy without any really clear strategy or goal necessarily.
Absolutely. And social media actually is probably one of the better examples of that. Most people tend to focus around the media aspect of social media versus the social part of it, which, you know, really, if you think about what they're trying to do, it's an extension of even mobile communications, which is to try and broaden your audience, to touch more people to hear your message and to either buy your products. But first and foremost, it's really about encompassing your audience.
Perry, do you think when companies rush ahead like this, that is there a fear that we're falling behind, we've got to get something out there quickly, or is it more of a leadership and management issue that we just need to step back and have clear strategy of what we're trying to accomplish?
Absolutely. I think leadership and a clear strategy have to be defined first and foremost. I'll probably do this in the session, but in the past I've asked the audience, you know, how many people want to use mobile communications or mobile devices, and most everybody in the audience will raise their hands. And then the second question I'll ask is, how many of you have a strategy? And usually only one or two. And so social media, again, is probably a perfect example. Probably about 3 years ago when we were first looking at it, you know, we decided that, look, it's better to have a strategy and dip our toe in the water, one step at a time versus just jumping in, and make sure that once we do put something out there for everybody to see or hear, it was what we wanted them to see or hear. And so I'd rather do one, example of social media at a time, so whether it be Twitter or Facebook or Google Plus or whatever, if you're going to put it out there, make sure you put it out there, make sure it's right. And then once you put it out there, you can't just turn it on and off, because that kind of defeats the purpose.
Sure. And Perry, I think our speaker last month, Justin Goldsborough, he alluded to a similar theme, though he wasn't talking specifically about mobile communications. Perry, let me change gears for just a moment here, and I don't want to ask you a loaded question because I know every business is different. But in general, can companies now afford to ignore mobile marketing? Why or why not?
No. In fact, one of the studies, I think it was CIO Magazine, this was probably about 6 months ago or so, it basically inferred that for companies that do not have a mobile strategy, they risk going out of business. And it was that blunt. I'm not sure if I completely agree with that, but I certainly agree with the fact that if you don't have some version of mobile strategy, some way of getting your message out, you will become less and less relevant in what's becoming a much more mobile world.
Do you know what is the percentage of customers now who are regularly making purchasing or at least gathering information about purchasing decisions using mobile devices now?
I don't have an exact number offhand. I do know that the trend is increasing. I know, for example, the number of mobile devices is increasing at a phenomenal rate, and the number of CIOs and CEOs that are looking to make large, you know, strategic decisions on the direction of their company from an IT infrastructure or mobility standpoint is, you know, upwards of 70%. And it's a large, large number. And for companies that have been around a longer time with, you know, more IT infrastructure, it's a costly decision for them. And it's one that they can't take lightly, but it also is one that's being driven to them by both their external consumers as well as their employees, because the proliferation or commercialization of mobile devices is almost becoming a driving force in and of itself. And you also have, you know, a generation, a younger generation or younger demographic, the Gen Ys, whatever you want to term them, they expect to be able to access critical information for work, whether they're at work or at home, and largely because the blur, that line between work and personal is blurring. It's a 24/7, 365 world, and it really is becoming such that if you don't provide that service either to your customers, depending on your business, or your employees, you start losing relevancy in their eyes.
And that's critical that we keep adapting. I know we'd like the dust to settle, but it just keeps getting stirred up as technology moves forward.
Well, absolutely, and I think that's part of it is the technology itself is almost, like a catalyst that's adding fuel to the fire of its own inertia. And, a clear strategy and a clear message are critical in an environment where technology changes so fast.
Excellent thoughts, Perry. And for our last question here, let me just have you share. What do you hope that every business communicator can take away from your presentation on mobile communications on the 15th?
Well, hopefully they'll enjoy it.
I'm sure.
But the landing page that we're going to put up prior to the event will have two videos that I'd like for them to view, and they're of two organizations that excel at communicating their message, and yet they're two very disparate organizations. One is Apple, which we're all pretty familiar with from Steve Jobs and how he just excelled at, you know, letting people know what Apple was about. And it was not the technology, it was not the design features, although certainly those things were as good or better than anybody else, but it really was about, you know, enabling people to do the things they're passionate about and to change the world. So that there's one video that'll talk to that. And the other one is the United States Marine Corps. And, of course, near and dear to my heart, but there's an organization that's 238 years old that is a very clear message. And even though the technology as most people are aware of, in the military is changing just at a phenomenal rate. The Marine Corps has stayed true to its one key message since its inception. And so we'll go through those videos, and then we'll discuss, really as business communicators, what it is we're trying to, what we want the folks out there in the world to hear, and then talk about, you know, the three areas that really are kind of being driven by CEOs in an organization that they have to make sure their message aligns to.
Well, Perry, I'm looking forward to it. This topic is near and dear, I think, to the heart of everyone who communicates as a professional, because things are changing so rapidly along with the social media world. More and more information is being driven to mobile devices. So we're looking forward to having you. Thank you again for joining us today. And our guest has been Perry Pacchetti, President and CEO of III Corporation. And again, he is the speaker at our breakfast on Thursday, November 15th at 7:30 a.m. at the Kansas City Cafe downtown. And please go to our website at kc.iabc.com, and you can register today. Perry, thank you so much.
Thank you, Roy, and looking forward to it.
Thanks for joining us for KCIABC Today. You can listen to this podcast on iTunes as well as our YouTube channel, and you can subscribe to receive automatic updates on both. Learn more about us at kc.iabc.com. Thanks again.